Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As we listen to other people speak about themselves, or even sometimes as we speak about ourselves, we find that we define ourselves in a number of different ways. Some of us define ourselves by our occupation or by our education. Some focus on their ethnicity or on their race, while others define themselves by their gender or by their family background or by their culture or even by their religious affiliations. Some even define themselves by their children. And though these differences exist, and they cannot be denied, that is not the way that God defines us, as we are told in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, where it says that in the end, He sees us as either belonging to the kingdom of darkness or as belonging to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is the kingdom of light. So in the end, it is a question of light and of darkness. And any other definition of who we are will not matter in eternity. And so for those of us who do belong to Christ, Paul tells us at the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that day by day, we are being transformed into the likeness of Christ until the day that we see Him face to face. And while we are here on this earth, we have been given a ministry. We have been given a responsibility. We've been given an assignment. Something that is being energized and led by the Spirit of God who now lives within those of us who belong to Jesus. A ministry which brings light, a ministry which brings life, eternal life, to those who believe. And that is what really defines who we are. Therefore, Paul says in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, since we have this ministry that has been entrusted to us by God, the ministry of bringing the message of salvation to the people of this world who are hopelessly lost in the darkness of their unbelief, who are hopelessly lost in the darkness of their sin, since we ourselves have received mercy and compassion from God since He has opened up our eyes to the truth of Christ. Since all of these things are true, Paul says we do not lose heart. Enkakeo in Greek. We do not lack courage. We don't grow weary. But there is another way, a stronger way, to translate that word, enkakeo, and it goes like this. We do not act like faint-hearted cowards. Ouch, that hurts. Instead, we dig in our heels and we take a stand for Christ. And unlike some, Paul says, We have renounced apapon in Greek. We have turned our backs on those sinful things that were once hidden deep down inside of us. Things that were full of shame, he says. I skune in Greek. Things that were full of ugliness. Things that were full of disgracefulness. Which may have been many things for some of us. But instead, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ as our own, the forgiveness that we now have in him, which may appear to be full of foolishness to some people. Well, perhaps to many people. But we gladly appear to be foolish and to suffer for the sake of the name of our Savior, not walking, peripateo, not living, not conducting ourselves like the serpent in the Garden of Eden. How did he conduct himself? Paul says in craftiness, panurgia in Greek. Not walking deceitfully, not living dishonestly, not willing to do or to say anything, either right or wrong, either good or bad, in order to achieve our goals. Paul had no hidden agenda. He used no deception. He did not twist the word of God for his own benefit. He didn't attempt to manipulate the people for power or for money or for influence over them. He did not adulterate, dolao in Greek, verse 2. He didn't tamper with the word of God, mixing truth with error, watering it down, counterfeiting it, because the souls, the eternal destiny of men and women were and still are at stake. This is the reality. This is the crime of such deception. But Paul was not like that. But as we know, today, many people are attracted to that kind of teaching, aren't they? They like teaching that makes them feel good about themselves. Teaching that never confronts them with their sin or with their need of a Savior. And still, there are those today who preach and who teach in that way, who preach the wisdom of man, and they claim that it is the wisdom of God. But Paul points out in verse 2, no, that is not us. That is not who we are. We are not like them. We have a passion for the manifestation of truth. Phanerosis in Greek. We want to make the truth of Christ clear and plain and understandable to all men, no matter what consequences may come our way as a result. Commending ourselves, he says, sunesthemi in Greek, establishing ourselves in this way as faithful witnesses of Christ. And so activating, stirring up every man's conscience, sunaitesis in Greek, stirring up every man's awareness of the truth. The message of the cross bears witness. It testifies to the truth. It cuts right down to the heart. Cuts down to the soul of those who hear it. Even those who reject it. And so, we faithfully proclaim the truth in the sight of God, Paul says, anopios in Greek, in his presence. That is where we live. We live in his presence. And in the end, it is God who approves or who disapproves of the message that we bring. In the end, we are accountable to him, so we are committed to the truth of Christ as we live our lives before him. But even if we faithfully present the truth of the gospel message, at times, Paul says, it is veiled. Kalupto in Greek. At times, it is hidden from the understanding of the people who hear it. Well, that isn't because the message of Christ is unclear, is it? No, it is a clear and simple message. But it is because it is hidden from those who are perishing. Apolomi in Greek. It is hidden from those who are heading down the road, down the superhighway to eternal ruin. Those who are being led down that road by death itself. And even when they are given the light, even when they are given the truth of Christ, they love the darkness of their sin more than the light. And so they reject the truth. This is a spiritual battle. And so in their case, Paul clarifies in verse 4, in addition to that, the God, the ruler of this world, Aion in Greek, Satan, who is the ruler of this age, who is the ruler of this time, the one who controls the perspectives and the opinions and the philosophies and the religions of this world, and who attempts to hinder the work of Christ by deceiving the people in this world, he has blinded their minds. Naima in Greek, he has blinded the thoughts, the reasoning of the unbelieving, so that they might not see the light, so that they might not see the truth of the gospel of the glory and of the majesty of Christ. The good news that we bring, that Jesus was crucified for our sin and that he has risen from the dead. He has conquered the grave. And that he is, in fact, the image, Paul says, icon, the exact representation of God the Father. And now he is in the glory of heaven, speaking to the Father on our behalf. That is the message. But sadly, many people who hear this message refuse to believe it. It is foolishness to them. And so they remain unenlightened. They remain bound up in their sin and in their unbelief. But still, Paul says, we don't change the message to accommodate them the way some people do. But we don't even preach about ourselves arrogantly, elevating ourselves above others, for we cannot save anyone by our eloquent words. We cannot save anyone from an eternity of separation from God. So we simply proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, who is the only way to be saved. And we see ourselves simply as bondservants, as servants of Christ. And so as your bondservants, for the sake of Jesus, because we love him, we seek to serve him. And so we seek to serve you as well, just as he did when he came into this world. He came to serve. He came to give his life for us. This is the perspective that we have, Paul says. And all of this is according to the sovereign work of God. It has nothing to do with us. Just as the work of creation is also his work, as he spoke the world, the universe, into existence, as he said in Genesis 1:3, light shall shine out of darkness. So in the same way, he is the one who has shown the light of his truth in our hearts. He has recreated us. We're a new creation in Christ. He has given us light. Light in a world that is full of darkness. He has given us the light of the truth, of the knowledge, of the glory of God, and of his majesty, which can be seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Salvation is all about light. It is all about illumination. It is illumination in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives, as we begin for the first time in our lives to see things the way that they really are, that this world revolves around light and darkness. And in Christ, we no longer stumble around in that darkness, but we walk in the light of life, in the light of Christ Jesus, our Lord, forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.